3, 2, 1. Here's a quotation from German theologian Martin Niemöller. First they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So here's a question for those of you who seem to favor banning speech. What are you going to do when big tech decides to cancel your account because someone doesn't like what you have to say? What are you going to do when there is no one left to protect your right to speak? And here's a quotation from Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes. If there is any principle of the Constitution that more imperatively calls for attachment than any other, it is the principle of free thought. Not free thought for those who agree with us, but freedom for those whose thought we hate. So, how opposed are you to big tech deciding what you can or cannot listen to, even for ideas you hate? Or try this quote from Winston Churchill. Everyone is in favor of free speech. Hardly a day passes without it being extolled. But some people's idea of it is that they are free to say what they like, but if anyone else says anything back, why, that's an outrage. So, when are people going to realize there's not a speech or kind of speech on the planet that someone does not consider outrageous? And it may come as a surprise, but I bet there is someone who considers your speech to be outrageous and would like to censor it. Once censorship starts, it is almost impossible to stop it, unless everyone supports the idea and practice of free speech for everyone. I'm Larry Burris.